What's good, y'all? What's going on? It's your man, Gerard Kemp. Thank you for checking out the podcast. It's supposed to be a different podcast. We're going to go ahead and get into it. This is a little bit unorthodox for me, at least, because I am on the road. I'm driving. I'm actually heading to work, and it's something that I thought about. And this is more so in reference to what I've been hearing concerning the passport, bros. I have my passport. At one point in time, I was dating a young lady from Peru. I didn't know nothing about no passport, bros. It's because I speak Spanish. And at this time, I wanted to improve my Spanish. And I met somebody online. And we got cool. And she was just like, yo, I like you. And I was like, okay. And we ended up talking. And we started dating. I was in a long-distance relationship with a chick in Peru. She was probably one of the best girlfriends I ever had, but the only difference was that our belief systems weren't the same. So when it came to like raising our child, that was going to be like an issue for me personally. But for the most part, I was most likely going to move to Peru. She really wasn't going to come up here. She has family up here, but she most likely wasn't going to leave. So I probably was going to leave, but it didn't work out. So that's that. But I mentioned the passport part for a reason. I noticed there were some videos. I watched other videos from different people. If you're not familiar with Crimson Cure, or the host of Crimson Cure, Kendra Davis, check her out. O'Shea, Duke Jackson, check him out. There's another sister named Dee Dee. There's another sister named Chantel. Got her last name, but she's Jamaican actually. She's Jamaican. I'm trying to see who else. Of course, check out Just Pearly Things. She's based out of London, but she's from the States. She's American. Check her out. Film Sapien. She said some interesting things. Check her out. Of course, you may want to rewatch, whether you're male or female, just rewatch it. Anything from Kevin Samuels. I'll say that. Anything from him. Because at one point I looked at him sideways too. And I said, wait, hold up. Let me hear what he's really talking about. And I just sat and listened. It was like, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. And there's other things that tie into like why I think that makes sense. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this whole thing with passport bros. And why I find it interesting that people are not only operating in sign language. Shout out to Kevin Samuels for saying that, the late Kevin Samuels for coining this, but it means to shame, insult, guilt, and the need to be right. But then the other thing is that Molly is just straight capping. They're lying on these guys about what they're doing. And it's like some of the women are doing this literally because they're like, well, you're not happy with us. We don't want you anyways. You're not happy with us. But we don't want you to find happiness nowhere else. And I'm like, it reminded me of my previous marriage. This is my second marriage. The first time I got married, I was 19 years old. I'm trying not to be on here long because, like I said, I'm heading to work. I was 19 years old, married my ex-wife. I met her in Korea. She's Black American. A lot of you guys already know that story because I mentioned it so many times, but I'll just keep it short. I married her because I thought her kid was my kid. I married her because I thought her kid was my kid. The kid had my last name. And then 7 years after he was born, we got divorced. I found out that he wasn't my kid. She told me that she knew who the baby father really was. Never produced a DNA test. So I had to petition to the state of Maryland for a DNA test, and that was it. So I made a bad choice. I don't really blame her. She saw me as a good dude, finessed me. I was stupid enough to not listen to anybody that was giving me advice. I was a kid. I thought I knew better. You guys know how that goes. It's not an excuse. It's the truth. It just is what it is. I thought I knew more than what my NCOs and my NCORCs were telling me. I thought I knew better than my mom. I thought I knew better than other people, right? I'm talking about in reference to marriage and, no, it's going to be okay because I'm the good dude, right? And it didn't matter. For some people, it just don't matter. And that's a male or female thing. You got a good person in your life, they don't care. Because they got their own issues to work out. But I mentioned my marriage as well, because right at the verge, well, my previous marriage, because at the verge of it, right before we were actually, like, separated, my ex-wife was like, I don't want to leave you because I don't want you to be happy with somebody else. But she knows where, but she knows that the marriage is, you know what I'm saying, going to sugar, honey, iced tea. It's hell. And she's not doing anything on her own to fix her side. And I remember it. I was like, I was always mindful of what she wanted me to do. I was this, I was that, and da-da-da-da-da, because that's just the type of person I am. And when I saw that it wasn't fixing anything, I'm like, bro, you're still doing what you want to do. Why am I being considerate of your feelings and thoughts at all when you're still doing what you want to do? I'm not happy. This, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're supposed to be working together and this, this, this. And, of course, marriage is honorable. Marriage is a duty. Marriage is work. But if I'm the only one doing the work on working on myself and you're just sitting there with your hands crossed thinking that if I change, then it's going to be okay. No, it goes both ways. We both have to work together. And so, and like, she did stuff like that. She would shame me, insult me, guilt me, want to be right, cap, lie on me. Bro, she lied and was like, you're gay. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was the one that decided to be a lesbian. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I don't even know why you came at me like that. But what I noticed is that a lot of our sisters are kind of doing the same thing. And instead of saying, hey, let me examine myself, because some of these women, they'll say, well, he's dusty, he's this. And it's like, well, what does dusty mean? What does dusty really mean? Does dusty mean I'm not equivalent to a high value man that's making six figures, and I don't drive a nice car, and I'm not tall? Well, what does dusty really mean? Because I thought, does dusty mean I don't have a good job, that I'm broke? Because if we compare ourselves to rich and wealthy people, we all broke. So what do you mean? We're all dusty in comparison to them. Does dusty mean that I have a horrible character? Like, what are y'all talking about when y'all call somebody dusty? All right, because I know back in the day, dusty meant like, yo, you didn't keep yourself together. You didn't, you know what I'm saying? Whether or not you had a really good paying job, you just didn't keep yourself together. Now, you had your days when you had bummy days, but you just didn't keep yourself together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't have a nice haircut. You wasn't well-kempt. You didn't do anything like that. When we looked at dusty back in the day, because I'm an 80s baby, so back in the day, growing up in the 2000s as a teenager, you know, dusty meant that. Oh, man, I missed my exit. Dusty meant that. So, oh, no, I didn't miss it. Okay, praise God. So, the term for dusty nowadays is really interesting. And it almost feels like it's interchangeable. Like, y'all could just make it, like, you could be dusty for anything. You know what I'm saying? Which is ridiculous. But anyways, these men, and here's the thing, some of these men are just like me. The only difference is that I'm not going to just like bash black women. I'm going to talk about all women. Why? Because I literally, for the most part, dated all different types of women. I didn't just date black women. You know what I'm saying? Or I didn't just date black American women. They were like the bulk. I dated the bulk of the women I dated were, because I'm married now, were black American women. Because I dated like Hispanic women, Latino women, Asian women. I dated a few mixed women. I never dated like an actual white woman. And like the closest equivalent to a white woman that I may have dated would have been this Puerto Rican chick. That'd been like the closest, because she was the closest in proximity to whiteness. But let me switch lanes. What are y'all doing? Sorry, guys. So, and what I learned is that women are women. It don't matter where you go. But what's interesting is that women who aren't, if you're Americanized, but you're from a different country, or you're a different nationality, or your family came from a different country, so you learned a whole different system in comparison to black Americans, right? And this is something I always noticed as a kid. And I was kind of like, why are we being told what to do? I've never once heard nobody tell a woman, hey, if you got a good man, treat him like this, do this, do that. I never heard that. And when I was teaching, I asked my kids when I was teaching, hey, how many of y'all were actually told that? And I think some of them were actually lying. Like, some of the kids were lying. But majority of the kids was like, nah, yo, we weren't taught that. Or, nah, I didn't hear nobody tell my sister or nobody that. And I had a couple of young ladies like, nah, I was told that. I was like, no, you wasn't. I know you weren't. I'm like, look how you treating this other dude that he ain't did nothing wrong to you. Nah, so you cap. It's cap. But, and it bothers me. Because even, I hate to say this, even with my mom and my sister, never once have I heard conversations where my mom talked to my sister and said, if you have a good man, make sure to treat him this way. My mom would always say, like, respect the person, make sure they respect you. It's like, but even if that's the case, even for me, well, what does respect look like to me as a man? Like, my mom couldn't explain that because she's not a man. Like, my dad didn't even have, none of my fathers had a conversation with me about what does respect look like. I had to go and like experience it. He was like, well, I don't like that. I look at that like disrespect. Like, if you cheating on me, that's disrespect. If you talk down to me and you know I'm not doing that to you, that's disrespectful. If you look at me, if you not really even look at me like with a condescending whatever, or you think, or you have this haughty look, that's disrespect. Because if I give you that same energy, oh, you ain't gonna like it. You gonna be like, nigga, who the F are you? Right? And but for some strange reason, a lot of our sisters do the same thing. But it's not just our sisters. It's other women that do that to black men as well. If they're Americanized, they will do things similar to that. I know from personal experience. So it's not just a black woman thing. And I can't stress that enough. I understand it's our community. And I said this before. In a perfect world, that wouldn't even matter. Like, race wouldn't matter. In a perfect world, it'd be like, how you treating me? Are you a good person or not? Are you good for me or not? Are you treating me with respect or not? In a perfect world. But when we're like, oh, well, black people are like this and other people, that's not true. To an extent. So, I found it weird. I was talking to my mother-in-law, and maybe I shouldn't have said anything to my mother-in-law. Because I was just asking her a question. And I was just like, because we go to like primarily black churches. And I was like, I've never really heard anybody say, hey, women, this is how you treat your husband. I'm not talking about cooking and cleaning. I wrote a song about that. It ain't about cooking and cleaning. But how are you treating this man? How do you communicate with this man? Especially if this man is not talking to you sideways, talking to you out the side of his neck. He ain't putting his hands on you. He's doing everything that he can to love you. It's a lot of men like that. I can go on social media. I can go on YouTube. I can read these stories. And these dudes are like, hey, I did everything I was supposed to do, and I still got treated like sugar, honey, iced tea. I don't understand. And it goes back to Isaiah 3 and Isaiah 4. Towards the end, it was talking about how, more so how like the Israelite women or the Hebraic women, our sisters, were a certain way. They were haughty. They were this, they were that. They were stiff-necked. But all of Israel was stiff-necked at one point. But in this case, a lot of men were dying because of war. And then if you go into Isaiah 4, chapter 4, it says that seven women would come to one man and say, hey, please marry us. We got our own money. We got our own clothes. We can make da-da-da-da. Just marry us to take away our shame of us being single. And as much as our sisters are saying, like, they don't need us, nah, there's going to come a point, for real, where you're going to feel the shame of, like, man, you ain't got no husband? Like, they're going to bring that back. Like, it's going to happen. But for the most part, just being Americanized, most men are just like, yo, I don't want to deal with this. Like, if I'm being taught, here's the thing too, not just black men in general, they know a lot of men, even if they ain't like a good dude, they know how, because they know how to treat women. Because there's some dudes that aren't good, they'll use it to manipulate. So they know how to treat a woman correctly. Like, don't get that twisted. Men know how to treat women correctly. Oh, we do. And truth be told, outside of men manipulating, and this is not all men, it's like a small percentage of men, truth be told. The larger majority of men are actively treating their wife, their girlfriend, their fiance correctly. But for some reason, we're not checking off all the check boxes in their list. And they're more quicker to leave us than we leave them. Because we just like, yo, you know everything I want. But yo, I love you. I care about you. And I'm trying to build with you. I know I'm not going to get everything I want. You're not perfect. For some reason with women, they tend to think, especially Americanized women, they tend to think that, no, you have to check off everything. And even if you do check off everything, I'm going to find something about you to say, to, you know what I'm saying? Because in reality, it's going to make them examine them. Man, he's doing everything. Man. And then it's like, who was it? Takara Williams. She's married now. And at one point, she said something real goofy. And I was like, all right, chick. And especially as soon as she got married, she said something sideways. I was like, hold on. That's way out of pocket. But her husband talks about as a relationship coach and stuff like that. And, you know, she was just like, they would talk. And she realized, oh, it's me. I'm the one bugging. And she's a Black American sister. But I love the fact that she took time to say, she was going off out the side of her neck. And she was actually still pretty solid. And he was like, nah, da 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 da, just that, this, and the third. But the fact of the matter is that she actually was listening to what her husband was saying. And then she stepped back and she was watching her. And she was like, hey, it's me. I'm bugging. And then even though she's a comedian, now she's telling women, hey, it's really y'all sometimes. It ain't the men. It's really you sometimes. More than half the time, it's really you. But I appreciate the fact that we have a handful of women that are willing to sit down and examine themselves and say, hey, I play a part in having a healthy relationship. And for some strange reason, I remember somebody on Facebook, they flagged my comment for saying that. I said, it's like women think that all men are inherently evil and women are inherently good, and that's not true. And somebody got mad and flagged it, and then whoever on Facebook saw it was like, well, he's wrong for saying that. I was like, bro, what? So going back to the passport, bros, and how some women are shaming and lying on these men about what they're doing over there. It's the fact that the matter of, in reference to what my ex-wife said, I don't want you to be happy with nobody else. I don't want to see you happy with nobody else. You should be happy with me, even though I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do as a girlfriend, as a wife. And I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do as a girlfriend, as a wife. That's what some of these women, why should I do what I'm supposed to do as a girlfriend, as a wife? I don't know why I say husband, but as a girlfriend and a wife. That's what some of these women are saying. Why should I treat you correctly? Why should I do this? Why should I do that? Because that's what you're supposed to do. And if you're expecting men to do X, Y, Z for you, why will you not reciprocate that energy? Are you that entitled? Because you're not God. You're clearly not. And you're not perfect. So you mean to tell me that you're not going to want to examine yourself? Right? Because you expect us to do it. So you mean to tell me that you're not going to do it because you don't want to? Because you don't think? So why do you think? So when they say all that, now granted, you got some men that are really, really bitter. And they're like, yo, this is not cool. And they'll dog women out. Like, I'm talking about verbally our dog. They ain't sugar, honey, iced tea. They this, they that. But if the truth is, yo, some of them are bitter. Some of them talk down to me. Some of them are disrespectful to me. I keep, everywhere I go, I keep getting the same energy. But they expect me to treat them correctly. They expect me to treat them like gold. They expect me to treat them like a queen. But they won't reciprocate. And they think that because they're there and because they look good, that I'm supposed to just deal with their BS. And then they're like, no, I don't want to deal with that. I shouldn't have to deal with that. I am a good dude. You know I'm a good dude because you got with me. and you recognize that in me. Now, I may not be like any all these other dudes that you really want, but you know that I'm a good dude, and you mean to still fix your mouth and change the scenario about what type of man I actually am whenever I get upset, whenever I get frustrated. You're going to change the scenario about me and say all these different things, or you're going to change the scenario about how I look, how I act, how I treat, because I'm not going to tolerate your BS. So then when I go out and leave the country and now I'm happy, you're still going to operate in sign language and you're going to lie on me because you don't want to see me happy? You already told me you don't want me. You already said that I'm dusty. You already said that I don't fit what you want, so I should leave. Why are you mad because I'm leaving? Well, you shouldn't be talking about leaving. You shouldn't be announcing it. Who told you? Who are you to tell me what I can or cannot do? And this is also dealing with control and somebody wanting to be the boss of you and stuff like that, and that's not how that works. It's something I talked about a year or so back called counterfeit. And that's a long acronym, but I'm here at work now. So I had to go and get my day started because I'm actually really late. All right, y'all. So that's it. We're going to call this episode, I don't want to see you happy with nobody else. We might get more into it. We'll find out. All right, y'all. I'm out. Peace and God bless. Deuce.